1212 report live from ATL. This is Senor Gauss.
And it's your guy, Four Eyes, the ambassador, everything awesome.
Represent Ultra Beast. And you know, we checking out Hip Hop Digest all day, every day. Act right, act right, act right, act right.
His influence was one of the influences that helped pioneer that. Kanye? Yeah, Kanye, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's not hip hop to me. You understand what I'm saying? That really has no place in hip hop. And the only reason why an individual would do something like that is purely out of ego, arrogance, and lack of knowledge of themselves. Lack of knowledge of themselves. Lack of knowledge of themselves.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ Kane Killer.
And don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's your guy, E-Killer.
Yes, sir.
Well, y'all niggas wildin'.
Golly gee, how are you doing today?
Oh, gee willikers, I'm good.
Great. How are you back there, Mr. Killer?
You fucking guys bugging.
See, last week you want to play?
Yeah, last show, that nigga was all ready for it. He's like, y'all niggas over here all blah, blah, blah.
Humbug ass nigga. Early.
All right, that's what's good, yo. All right, so I had to take a pause for the cause last week, but you know, we're back. And we're going to get right in the Hip Hop Digest. Now, this digest is going to have a theme.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's kind of got a theme. And I caution you that this theme may extend maybe 2, maybe 3 weeks, depending on other release dates. All right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. What I want to talk about is something. I got a couple definitions. I got a couple of things here. First thing I want to talk about, this is a bloat slash computing off Wikipedia. Bloat, a code bloat, a computer code that is unnecessary, long, and slow, or wasteful of resources.
Bloatware.
Okay, or bloatware. But as we continue on, as we're discovering the word bloat and the different iterations of the word bloat, okay? Bloating, abnormal swelling or enlargement of the abdomen. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you eat a little something, might not be cool. Shit, you get a little bloat or whatever. You know, that happens to everybody. Here's maybe bloat in a good way. There's a piece of software called BloatBox, which is a straightforward minimalist utility that makes it easy for all of users to effortlessly uninstall apps from the Microsoft Store. So that in a way is kind of good if you don't want bloatware slowing down your computer. You get BloatBox, and that can take it off. Okay, there's some things that could be dangerous with bloat. Serious bloating indications, warning signs that you shouldn't ignore. It's something called ascites, an abnormal buildup of fluid in the abdomen and pelvis that can lead to bloating, weight gain, and a rapidly expanding waistline.
Fucking Hospital Digest.
I got a question real quick.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure a lot of listeners are feeling like I'm feeling right now at this second.
Okay.
Where are we going with this, B?
B, you gotta. I'm trying to lay out a lot of definitions of bloating.
Okay.
And how they could be used correctly in the upcoming subject.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Basically, shut the fuck up and let me finish.
Well, no. That's a good question. That's a good question. We're going into the next situation that is bloating, that could be bloated, often used figuratively. Okay. The government is bloated. Okay. An inefficient and a government is bloated. You know what they say. The federal government, you know, it's bloated. You know, you could use it that way. There's a bloated state budget as well. Some of you California, New York guys know about bloated budgets and that aspect of it. Okay. And there's one last thing. He has a bloated ego. So there, if we had a sound effects, it would go ding.
Right.
Okay. Right. So okay. If we had that sound effects, we would use it. All right.
Now, there's a lot of niggas with bloated egos.
Indeed, indeed. But we're talking about one particular person here, and all those definitions could apply to this person.
Damn,
okay?
All of them?
All, every last one of them.
Wow.
Okay? All right, Kanye West. Okay, here we are. First topic or second topic in the Hip Hop Digest is Kanye West. How do you pronounce that shit?
Donda.
Donda. Donda. Now, according to Variety.com, Kanye West obsesses about Jesus, Kim, his mother, himself, Drake, in an overstuffed album review. Now, see, that's Variety.com. That's not my definition. And the key word there is overstuffed.
Bloated.
Bloated. Bloated. Yes. Very good. Very good. The class is coming along quite nicely. The bloated album clocks in at a length of, get this, 1 hour and 49 minutes. I mean, are we watching a freaking movie here? Or are we listening to an album?
You might be watching the movie later.
It may be. No doubt. No doubt. He's got that budget.
He has something to say.
He's got that budget.
Actually, he doesn't.
No, you're right. That's
actually,
for sure.
He does. So what did you say? 149 minutes?
1 hour and 49 minutes.
Oh, so 109 minutes. Right?
Is that right?
An hour? Because an hour is 60 minutes.
Right.
And 49 minutes. So you got 109 minutes.
Okay, there you go. Yep.
I'm here to tell you, Curtis, before we even go any fucking further, that album could have been 10 minutes, my G.
Okay.
There's a whole lot of bloating on each track.
So we often on this show talk about the bloated Canadian for good reason. And again, maybe in subsequent weeks we'll get to that and other definitions of bloating. But right now we're talking about one Kanye West in his new album. Let me tell you something. I just gave it the 30-second smell test. And I really shouldn't even have gave it the 30-second smell test. You can break that bully down to about 10 seconds and click. Because...
B, if you only listen to 30 seconds, you didn't even get one third of the way through the intros, my nigga. So you didn't even get to the meat, which is exactly the same thing as the fucking intro of the record. Yeah, I don't care what nobody says, yo. You can like that record, that album, all the fuck you want to, but let me get this out the way, B. I know you want to blow this shit, but I gotta get this off my chest. Though I understand what Kanye West did, what he did was he continued on with his, what was the God is Something album?
Oh, Jesus is King, I think.
Jesus is King. Yeah. Well, yeah, whatever that religious album was that I actually listened to not too long ago, and I actually give it a little bit better respect than I gave it before. But what he did was take that album and anything that sounds like anything now and put 27 fucking tracks on a record. Some of them 11 minutes, Kurt. 9 minutes, 8, 5, 27. And there's some guest appearances on there that should have been notable, but they don't tend to add up to be notable. I'm speaking of the Griselda folks.
You're right. And the Griselda folks and the Locks and the type of thing, JLX on there.
Same song twice, Curtis.
Right. And that's the truth, yeah. See, I think what this is here is that Kanye West is a type of person, and I think he's a type of person like Dre. Okay. He just fucking just collects music, right? And he's thinking about putting an album out, but he doesn't know what the fuck he really wants to do. But all he does is invite people to the ranch in Wyoming or wherever he happens to be set up. Yo, Kanye, put a call in, come through. People come through. They drop verses. They just collect music. Now, Prince was a guy who did that. But unlike Kanye, Prince is recording all that music himself. Prince would record the music. They come in. They have a jam session. He puts it on tape. He puts it in a vault. Maybe I'll put it out. Maybe I won't. I'm not sweating it, though. That's how Prince usually got down. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Dre probably in that same way. And I'm sure other producers as well to a lesser extent. So the album is clearly totally just a wash of what I consider to be just collected recordings over said years. Okay, that's all it is. That is Kanye's name big enough to call said Griselda folks, to call Jay Elect, to call even the people who are out there complaining, who got cut off the record, like Soulja Boy and them. You know, now they out there dissing. They went out to Wyoming when that nigga called and they recorded records. They didn't use them. Now they mad, but still. You know, we're going to get into that a little bit as we go on, which actually, no, let's get right into it. I picked out three regular commercial guys who would comment on this, and their reaction is interesting.
If the listeners haven't figured out by now, I'm completely out the fucking whip.
Well, you're out the loop, B, but you don't have to be out of the loop.
I didn't listen. I asked these niggas, this is going to be homework. They said, don't worry about that shit.
No, ain't no fuck that homework.
27 fucking tracks. Don't worry about that bullshit. So now I'm sitting here listening to you like, I don't know what the fuck are y'all talking about.
You are going to listen to it on your own. And you're going
to... I don't want to listen to the motherfucker now. I'll be honest with you. I do not want to listen to it now. Just by hearing what you guys said, that's the fact that I don't know what you guys are talking about is the only reason I'm like, damn, I shouldn't listen to that shit.
Well, again, let me repeat here. It's 27 tracks. It's 27 tracks to me of disjointed music. Sometimes it's the same music over multiple tracks. But
Tom is just music and him moaning.
Oh my goodness, Grayson, that whole tone and tenor of that moaning, groaning, auto-tune that permeates that entire nigga. I'm telling you, and this is off the 30-second smell test. I can't even imagine Egri talking about he 8 minutes in on a jump.
No, see what happened was record Felipe's last night. We listened to the whole shit.
Holy.
And yeah, it was excruciating to me. It was excruciating.
So let me ask
go ahead.
No, I mean my plain question, because to me on the smell test, this other than just using like rap guys, this ain't even hip hop, yo. I don't know what the fuck this is.
It's pop.
Okay, all right.
It's pop music. If he was shooting for a specific target, he hit that shit. He hit that pop music shit. Because, like I said, it's like he's bringing all these elements except for hip hop. Somebody could argue with me, okay? There's a teaspoon of motherfucking hip hop in a pound of butter. All right? So, I don't know how anybody, I don't give a fuck what you're about to read or who said it. I don't know how anybody could call that hip hop.
Well, let's go into the first person. The first person is Charlamagne Tha God.
Oh, come on, B.
B, relax. I want you to relax, okay? Just hear what the brother got to say. Come on,
B.
I know, right? Let's listen to what the brother got to say. These are commercial cats, B. I told you that. Again, three overland commercial cats and what they had to say. Charlamagne Tha God said, on first listen, it was lackluster to me, admits Charlamagne. It's an hour and 48 minutes of Kanye West, and it can be very exhausting. That's your boy.
Wow.
That's your boy, a commercial ally, if you will. Wow. I'm not saying he was a meat rider, but I mean, come on, you know.
I mean, he gave a pretty accurate statement for that level of where he is.
Right. That's all I'm saying. Okay. His boy. Okay. DJ Envy. DJ Envy from a whole totally different perspective. He is no fan of Yeezy. He reveals that he hasn't listened to the entire album, explaining that he has a reluctance. Okay. Because the way Kanye West treats others and his moral standpoint. Your boy DJ Envy is like, you know, morally, I don't like him. See, he off that Trump shit. He off my shit.
Come on, man.
He off my shit.
I'm not funny.
He the wrong one, yo.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Wrong one.
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay, I'm gonna bring that.
You got moral standards when you need them.
I'm gonna bring that to your memory.
Breakfast show.
I'm gonna bring that to your memory because part of it is for me is moral as well. I mean, I gave it the smell test, but a part of it is moral.
For you.
We should not be supporting this guy on any level.
We can accept that from you. You said that from the beginning. We can accept that from you. But from a guy who will flip-flop depending on who he's talking about.
Oh, I got you.
He's
to you what R. Kelly has always been to me.
Ah, got you. All right. Okay.
We get it. I get it. You don't fuck with him. And I get it.
All right. No doubt. And last but not least on the celebrity run here is your boy, Questlove, who got at people who were already chiming in that this is a classic. Okay? Questlove said classics can't be claimed in a day. Okay? The musician said that he, you know, talked about the 27-song project, said, I was losing steam after track 8. Okay? Reminded fans that y'all gotta chill on that I need to declare the classic first shit. That's your boy Questlove. Losing steam after track 8, B.
And that's way early. That's one third of the way in the game. That's one period of hockey, my nigga.
So overall, the tenor of one Kanye West is not it's just bloatware at the highest level. Everything of surrounding this is bloated, from the fake outrage at the phony release dates and the phony they released it without my permission. And even, I believe, the phony dissing, which I'm sure he's stuffing Soulja Boy and everybody else's pockets. Yo, son, go to the media and diss me. Go to the media and diss me. I'm that. Yo, this cat right here. Say it once, I'm gonna say it again. We should not be supporting him. Okay.
That look like anybody is, honestly.
Well, let's hope. Real talk, let's hope this thing really just tanks. I'm hoping that, but how can it tank when he said, I think it's Apple Music or one of them sites, at least a one-day streaming record. Now, of course, we know that the listing barge from Canada hasn't arrived yet in the harbor, so that will be broken as soon as he shows up. I get that, but in the meantime, he owns the record either through several platforms or at least one platform has broken the record for one day streaming. The computers were slightly on tilt as everybody at least was giving it the smell test.
So can I say this?
Go ahead, sir.
Just because a streaming record is broken, do not equate that with love. Equate that with curiosity.
See, and that's where I was going to go. Because that was the one thing I could actually say about this album. Because I don't have a clue what the fuck it sounds like. But the one thing I can say is when you said that shit that you just said is mission accomplished, my nigga. He don't give a fuck how many niggas like it, love it, hate it. He could care less. As long as you click on that bitch, because in the new math, he gets paid.
Right.
When you click on that motherfucker. So both you niggas put money in his pockets when you click that bitch. Even though you say don't support this nigga, as soon as you gave it the 30-second smell test, he got paid. You actually listen to that's a listen, boom, I got you.
What so he got paid.
So that's why he got the one day streaming. Yeah, you're right. There has to be a time limit, I guess, somewhere.
I don't know about that, G. Somebody, you know what I'm saying, one of the young bulls on the chain can probably set us straight. Look, I went to Apple Music where the whole album up there, previews. I wasn't getting more than 30 seconds anyway. So that was it for me. You know what I mean? I don't even have an account for paying money to streaming services, so fuck that.
And then we listen to it on fucking YouTube. I was sitting in the couch, my head down, as King was pushing the fucking buttons. I didn't pay for shit.
But believe me, YouTube put some money in that nigga's pocket.
Maybe so. But so again, that concludes the bloating session of the show. Again, like I said, maybe next week, maybe the week after, we'll have another blimp size bloat situation. and I'm thinking about talking about it from a blimp point of view. You know what I'm saying? A bloated Zeppelin, and you know what happened to that shit. So
I'm going to tell you like I told my brothers last night. I will be you next week, Kurt, because I don't give a fuck. I won't be listening to that shit. Unless one of you two or people that I trust in this game say to me, yo, listen to track such and such, my ears will not hear it on purpose. I'm just telling you.
I didn't purposely not listen to the shit. I seen it and was like, I'll get time to listen to it. We'll talk about it at some point. But then I came in today and y'all niggas was on it. I'm like, damn, okay.
Okay, shit. Well, just know next week, you be ready to do more talking about that, the Canadian lover boy. Again, you go ahead.
Yeah, when it comes to shore, we'll see about it. All right, next time going to Hip Hop Digest. This is one of, remember in the early 90s, I don't know if any of you guys can remember when the stop sign, stop snitching t-shirts was out.
Right.
I never forget my man was like, I'm not down with that stop snitching. That's that jail nigga shit. I never forget he said that. It was so awesome. And this topic is reminiscent of these days because, you know, niggas is at least our age, right? You know, the niggas I'm talking about are at least our age. Yeah. But these niggas is still on this shit. Okay, next topic is Cuban Link shared an alleged paperwork. Okay, shared an alleged paperwork with Fat Joe's government name on it, alleging he's a snitch. One of the original members of the terror squad, Cuban Link, has accused Fat Joe of being a snitch. The alleged paperwork with the rapper's name on it, attempting to provide proof that Joey Crack is in cahoots with the federal authorities. Now, Cuban Link got to be 50.
maybe close to it.
Okay. Fat Joe's is certainly in his late 40s, you know, maybe 50, 51.
Right.
What is this stop snitching shit? What is this?
B, I think we touched on it before.
Right.
If you are not a part of the crime and you report it, that's not snitching. If you are a part of the crime and you say some shit, that's snitching.
Okay, and I accept that, but why are guys, and it's not just Cuban Link, this is a lot of guys, 45, 50, 55, talking about, yo, fuck that nigga. Yo, that nigga down with the feds.
So, let me ask you this then. Is it okay for Fat Joe to be giving information to the feds after his record of himself?
Well, Fat Joe's been in jail, but he was in jail for tax liability issues.
No, fuck all that. Fuck all that. We talking about Joey Crack.
You talking about all the alleged stuff that he was doing before?
Yeah, all the alleged stuff. Yeah, that allegedly is true. But you talking to the feds? I think that may be that second half of that shit that I was just saying.
But I'm saying, at what point do niggas fucking get on with it? You know what I mean? I just don't see any positive things coming to Cuban Link with this. I got paperwork, he down with the feds. Because that's not going to affect Fat Joe and how he conducts his business. Okay, that's not good. Fat Joe is all that Joey Crack shit, all that represent shit was a long time ago, my nigga. How's that affect Fat Joe?
He still lives through that? You don't think that's still, it's part of who he is?
Nigga, if that nigga could jump on a pop record and shit, he'd jump over 10 underground MCs to get on it.
I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about getting a check. I'm talking about his personality, his persona.
Fat Joe's persona is no longer dependent on street level shit.
Okay.
And that's why I'm saying, how could that help Cuban Link? Fat Joe's persona is no longer. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, G. Am I wrong on that? Is Fat Joe still really need a lot of that goon shit?
Okay, this is where I'm gonna go with it. To me, Fat Joe, I'm gonna bring up an old joint we used to say back in the day. Fat Joe is no longer betting on gangster.
Yes.
He used to. He was Fat Joe the gangster when he first came in the game. He was Fat Joe the gangster, and he was keeping it real. And back then, he was heavily betting on gangster because he was Fat Joe the gangster.
Joey Crack
doing what he did. Now, at this stage, what he's doing now with his show and all this podcast shit and all these celebrities he's around, he's living in a whole different world now. He don't even need to associate with that type of crowd or even have to worry about that crowd having to hold him up when he's out in public. He don't need to be running in with a bunch of gangsters and shit like he used to because he was moving in that crowd and moving in those spaces. This nigga with J-Lo and all them motherfuckers, you know, they don't give a fuck about that shit. He in a different area. Now, you can say it tarnished his reputation as far as that those type of niggas is now looking at him sideways. They used to look at him like, damn, that nigga was a thug, he was a gangster, but now they looking at him like, oh, that nigga was he was on some bullshit. He might have been faking. He might have been down with the Fed. So he done maybe fucked up his reputation with those niggas, but as far as what he's currently doing right now, I don't think that's got shit to do with that.
Then let me ask you one more question. How does this help Cuban Link?
The only thing it does for Cuban Link is if he really does have real paperwork, is maybe make him feel good in a way if he gets a bunch of niggas making comments. It makes him feel good about that.
His name is being said.
Right, his name's being said. He's got a bunch of niggas in the comments talking about, yeah, I knew that nigga Fat Joe was fake. That nigga's some bullshit. Remember that nigga back in the Bronx and shit? And niggas might be, you know, so he'll feel good about that. But I can't see where that's helping him as far as getting any extra sales or putting any money in his pocket.
B, look at it like this. I don't know what his reason was from all of a sudden putting this out there. Right, I don't know what the reason is. It could be something super petty. It could be something financial. It could be anything. I don't know what his reason is. But even Cuban Links he's doing what he's accusing Fat Joe of. Let me make it clear. I'm not condoning Cuban Link. Because he is doing exactly what he's calling Fat Joe doing.
Indeed. Indeed.
So, yeah, end of the day, that's what it is.
Yes, you can. When you look at it like that, yeah. On another level, yeah. He's bringing receipts to the table. But when you bring receipts to the table on that level, yeah, he is also snitching.
So basically, with people not thinking about it that hard, his name gets said. So he's popular now. And I use the word as the dictionary term. He's popular now. People are saying, oh, Cuban Links, right?
It's like Barney down in the basement with that phony dollar bill machine. Oh. And when Fred walked in, yo, he got shook.
You get me every time with that. You just bring out a fucking Flintstone reference out of nowhere and shit.
I tell you, my nigga, for you young boys don't know, man. Y'all young boys don't know. You got to see that scene when Barney had that phony dollar bill machine, yo. So, you know what I mean? So, all right, that's what's good, yo. Shout out to them two brothers, man. You know, brothers going to work it out, I guess.
I doubt it.
Hopefully.
It's looking like it's past being worked out.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. So, the last time we did the show, I had high praise for Nori and Drink Champs and just the whole thing. I'm happy for the brother, you know what I mean? But this week, boy, there's a little slip up there.
Bloated.
Well, I don't know if it's bloated. It might could
that
lead.
It could lead.
Yeah. It could lead to bloating because instead of Drink Champs, I'm just gonna call it Drunk Champs, and it got him in a little bit of hot water this week. Okay.
But wait, it gets worse.
Yes. Noriega apologizes for calling Wu-Tang affiliates flunkies. Okay. There was people who were certainly named, but not limited to Sons of Man, Shaheem, Killer Army. I believe Killer Priest was also caught up in that thing, the Wu affiliates. Nori was up there, and he basically called those type of affiliates flunkies, which was highly disrespectful. And of course, Wu got activated after that. So quickly, when I saw the headline, I was like, oh, I'm glad we're skipping a week, because in less than 3 days, there's going to be an apology issued. It's probably 24 hours later. DJ EFN said that we're not trying to tarnish anyone's name and legacy, especially to Wu-Tang or any Wu-Tang affiliates. Nori said, but it was me. You know, I regret using that word. I used the word and I was extremely wrong. I apologize to the Wu-Tang affiliates. Yeah, that could be a lesson, you know, especially, you know, Nori, he's paid pretty good. I think Diddy's paying him. I'm not really sure about his money situation. But, he called Wu-Tang affiliates flunkies. I mean, you could say a lot of things about a lot of Wu affiliates. I don't know if flunkies would be an accurate description.
What do you call him? What did Peyton Manning say? A liquored up kicker?
Running his mouth and shit.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's funny because one of the things that I thought that was really, during the Beans interview, that was really uncomfortable. You know, they're doing a lot of drinking on that show, and I guess Beans was trying to maintain his sobriety, and Nori was like, yo, you got to take a sip, drink to this. And you can tell Beans is a little bit uncomfortable. Beans trying to maintain his sobriety, you know what I mean? And so I was a little bit uncomfortable, but the week right after that, he's you know, loose lips, sink ships.
Yeah.
Yo, shout to my Navy veterans out there.
So the Navy was on the stop snitching too?
Hell yeah. Early. Yes. Yes, that was
they
said.
Just, they just said something that different. Awesome. They said loose lips. Sink ships.
Ooh, man, right? Ooh, wow, that's crazy. All right, that's what's good, yo. All right, let's keep it rocking. Then next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, y'all got some bad news, yo.
Don't nobody give me no bad news.
Yeah. I hate, who said that? I hate telling good people bad news. Who says that shit?
Man, damn. I remember that line, but I don't know who said that.
Okay. Your boy, one of my favorite names in commercial rap, Spot 'em, Got 'em.
Spot 'em. Got him.
All right. This is the actual counting the amount. Spot 'em, Got 'em. Wanted in connection to a Dallas murder. Spot 'em, Got 'em. Wanted in Dallas, Texas. According to the report, Spot 'em, Got 'em, his government name, Nehemiah Hardin, is wanted for questioning in connection with a murder of Reginald Agnew Jr. on September the 30th. Dallas police detectives believes Agnew was shot and killed after attending a party at a club, Tropics. Law enforcement allegedly tied lyrics from Spot 'em, Got 'em, or one of Spot 'em, Got 'em's track, to the murder, as they feel he may have been bragging about the 2020 hit on a song, as well as taunting police. They're looking for him. I don't know how serious it is. Again, we're going from counting amounts on records to actual amounts. One of the best names in commercial rap, Spot 'em, Got 'em. The comments for Mr. Spot 'em were ugly at best. Said he looked like a quote and unquote jail nigga anyway.
Well, B, looks like we got another theme running through. So bloat was one theme.
Yes.
But snitching is another theme.
Oh.
Now, see, in this case of snitching, unlike the other two cases where they're saying they were snitching on other people, in this case of snitching, these niggas is snitching on themselves. And it seemed to be a popular thing in today's youth rap music that these guys gotta show that they are as gangster as they really are by talking about it on these records and saying everything that they do, all the weapons they got, all the bodies, as in body count, like actual niggas that they done killed. They actually talk about this shit on records, and it's like, really? You self-indicting yourselves and putting yourself in a position where all you gotta do as a federal authority is just be like, okay, let me listen, see what this nigga's talking about,
yeah,
and start piecing it together and putting yeah, it together and just put it back to say, okay, he was here. Was he in the city during that time when that happened?
Let me see. To me, yeah.
Okay, and that's what they're doing to themselves.
It seems to me that guys who pride themselves on a lot of street knowledge and to know how to move in the street would understand that federal and local authorities ask A.R. Ab, who is listening to records and are going to check out, you know what I'm saying, moving cocaine up and down Allegheny Avenue. They're gonna investigate that. You would, it just seems quite astonishing to me. They would get on record, and it's good to call us broke niggas, because we are, up against us, and then talk about your exploits on how you really getting that wad of money. Okay, I get it.
And they are.
And they are.
And they're really doing it.
And they're really doing it. But on the other hand, not realizing that your local, state, federal authorities can easily click on YouTube, see a cache of guns and drugs.
Easily click on your IG.
Yep.
Yeah.
Any of your social medias.
Yeah, any of the social medias, you know. They got a federal budget, you know. Even if you got a private, you got to pay money to enter here. Sure, no problem. I don't get it. And I don't
let's see where he was at such and such a time according to his phone.
Boy, that geo tracker's a bitch, and Apple snitching, talking about snitching. You know what I mean?
But don't front. T-Mobile gonna tell on your ass too.
Oh, be they. But look, like we discussed the last time when this came out, every last one of them got a liaison office at the federal authority and gonna turn over all data requested.
Let me get them number, the records from phone number 562. Blah 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 blah.
Yep.
I want to see all the pictures that nigga took.
Yep. So again, I'm questioning the intelligence. That's all I'm saying. I'm just
remember how I used to say fuck the cloud. Remember? When that shit first hit, I was like, fuck that, yo. And here we are.
But gee, swerve. I gotta answer. But I'm questioning the intelligence. Because you don't gotta be a 50-year-old cat on a low class talk show to at least think about this on some level. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about intelligence, niggas. Yo, you ain't got to be our age to think about this shit.
Those words don't mix, B. They don't mix when you're talking about youth and you're talking about ego and you're talking about trying to follow what everybody else is doing. When you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, as they say, in this case, keeping up with the body counts and the drug talk and all the bullshit these niggas talk about, they kind of keep up with that shit. Showing that they can do it too. Y'all niggas in Kansas ain't the only ones that's doing it, niggas. All right, well, we got body count too.
Well, here's what I gotta say. Oh, King Killer, ye of too much faith. You are expecting a human being to always be on point. I'm not always on point. And in recent real life experience, the smartest motherfuckers don't be on point.
B, and I fully understand that any one of us can get caught in the moment not being on point. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know. This is an old man reference, yo, but I remember an old cat I knew, yo, who used to sell, you know, dime bags and nickel bags, and he was like, man, if I only make 10, 15 today, that's all I make. I'm good.
And, I feel you.
And he never got caught when a lot of other cats is in the Bing.
He's lucky, B, because of too many to count people have shoplifted, right?
Correct.
But that ain't stopping somebody right now in 7-Eleven stealing some beef jerky, yo.
Not beef jerky, my nigga.
I said 7-Eleven, so fuck it, beef jerky. It don't matter, yo.
So I get it. Sliding out with a Slurpee, son.
No, you're not sliding out with a Slurpee because you got to get the cup. But you can't. It's, I mean, you know, you like to do forensics and shit. I don't care if it's hip hop. I don't care if it's Jimmy Swaggart and them, yo. Niggas do dumb shit. We know that young rappers are getting murdered. We know that. It's put on every fucking Yahoo and everything else, CNN, everywhere. But these young cats still do the shit they're doing. I don't know why. I wish I knew why. I wish that there was a voice of reason that would say, okay, damn, yep, I used to sling these shits, and I rap about it, and I'm not, and again, you know, I don't want to see Black Flight. I don't want these dudes to just be out, just go, okay, you know, what did Ice Cube say in No Vaseline? Yelling Compton, but you moved to Riverside. You know, we don't want to necessarily see that. We need successful, we need success stories in the hood, right? So I think that if we have to change the narrative, it has to be, I don't know, some kind of way to ingrain in the youth that, I mean, you can't even not see it. I'm perplexed. I don't know why these young boys still do what they do. I don't know. But I'm not going to lambast them because it's a human issue. It's not a motherfucking young boy rap issue because it's not just young black men that rap about ignorant shit to get in trouble. It'd be a whole lot of shit happening up at my parents like make a lot of money high. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No doubt. All right. So as we move on, we're back to the Hip Hop Digest. Versus 12 inches, if you will, because I think we started that shit, but I guess it don't matter now. Yeah, right.
You didn't trademark that shit.
Yeah,
nigga.
We didn't. Yeah, we fucked it up.
Either we had that shit too, but anyway.
Yeah, but just like Joe Pesci said, yeah, we fucked it up. So anyway, this week you're gonna put your disco hat on. Kurt G will understand why. I don't know why I've been obsessing off these records as of late, but I have to. But
disco records on the Hip Hop Digest.
B, you gonna get all kinds of records. Okay, because see, this is on the Hip Hop Digest. This is an advanced learning class here.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, this is not the simple shit. This is the advanced learning class. Okay, for some of you, just it's simple. Go to YouTube, listen to the records. It's which one you like better. That's all. But Versus. This week, Versus is GQ Disco Nights Rock Freak, released 1979, Arista Records, against Heat Wave, Groove Line, 1978, ooh. Epic. Wow. Yeah, that's a big one. Those are two disco records, are titans.
Right off the break, I'm saying a tie.
Oh yeah!
Right off the break, I'm calling a tie. I'm gonna have to.
I don't want to, but I have to.
I'm gonna have to call a tie off the break.
Well,
I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna go back and listen to both records, though. I'm gonna go back and listen to both.
Ever so slightly, King Killer. Very so slightly, and I mean the thinnest of thin. I'm giving it the Groove Line because Rod Templeton.
The long version.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are edited versions. Yeah, there are edited versions of both that give it the whole, you know, 8-7 minute disco version. But I mean, look. Oh, son. Yeah. Yeah, GQ, again, let me repeat. It is GQ, Disco Nights, Rock Freak, 1979, Arista Records versus Heat Wave, Groove Line, 1978, Epic Records. put your disco hat on, which one is better on the Versus series Hip Hop Digest?
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one, but this is an advanced course, son. So we gonna do it.
That's an ugly one, yo.
All right, no doubt. So as we continue on, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Shine. Okay, I pulled out the CD here. You know what I mean? Your boy, yeah, you see it.
Shine Barrow.
Yeah, I pulled out the CD. Your boy Shine, the deported rap star, returns to the U.S. as a foreign diplomat.
Oh, he won the election?
Yes.
Got in.
Yeah, he got in. Wow,
okay. I remember he was running.
As redemption stories go, this one should be set to music, okay? Although not rapper hip-hop, Shine Barrow has moved on from all of that hip-hop thing, okay? As we last know, okay, in 2009... your boy got into a shootout at a downtown club that involved the one Sean Combs, J-Lo, heavy celebrities. Wasn't Cochran representing Combs on that?
I don't remember.
I think it was Cochran representing Combs.
I remember
Nas accurately said he thought it was off that funny shit with two different lawyers. Considering Shine was really representing Combs, who basically had money thrown in his face, okay, at a downtown Manhattan club. Of course, we all know the results of that. Shine did a 10 years in the Bing, okay, for his role in that shooting. Combs and J-Lo, well, they went on to bigger and better things after that, okay? So he, after doing his 10 years, he wasn't a citizen, was deported to his home country of Belize. So at that point, I guess he went on to figure, you know what, I got to do something with my life. He took what notoriety he had. He got into politics. He got into local organizing. You know the whole thing. You know what I mean? won an election, okay, following in the political footsteps of his parents. So he wasn't no ignorant cat from the hood anyway. He might have had to play that rap role, but he really wasn't that to begin with, all right? So anyway, basically, the whole situation, he comes back later. He is a foreign diplomat, which he headed a mission to the U.S. To improve relations between the two countries. He is in New York at the U.N. doing his thing long, long, long ago, gone off Bad Boy, gone off representing Combs with a gun in his pocket at a downtown Manhattan club. He's in a suit and tie looking like a regular diplomat. You know, shout the Shine, man, because that type of shit would have took a lot of niggas under. And you would have heard a lot of bitterness, again, because Combs sold him the bill of goods of, yo, we family, we going to take care of you, son. But I guess that shit went out the window when he had to scramble and get his own lawyer.
Yeah, I ain't gonna front it. After that incident, that's when I just totally just like just lost all respect for that nigga at that point. I was like, I can't respect Combs no more, son. I had no more respect for him. Like, the only reason he in jail is because of you.
Yes, sir.
He was repping for you.
Yes, sir.
If he didn't rep for you, you would have got fucked up. So I was like, you know what? I'm not messing with him no more. I'm done with him, period. And I have lost all respect with him after that point. But good thing for Shine, for him, he's a diplomat now doing his thing. Because in America, he wouldn't have been able to get that shot.
No, coming out
of jail,
right?
He wouldn't have got that shot.
Right. Again, he went back to his home country. You know what I'm saying? He forgot about all that phony rap shit. You know what I'm saying? And really, just like I said in the movie, he came out clean on the other side, yo. So I certainly. Now, I wonder, and this is just pure speculation, but I doubt it, if Coon's going to want to try to get around that nigga and smooge for some odd reason.
Well, I don't think they have beef anymore. I think they squashed that. But still, put it this way, Shine is better than I am. At that point, you done lost 10 years of your life because of this dude? Well, not because of him. You actually put yourself in there because you had the gun in your pocket to begin with. Let me not shift no blame off of that nigga because he shouldn't have had that gun. But still, the only reason you pulled it is for him.
Take that, take that.
Wow. Wow. Mm. So, only thing I can say about that, you know, Kerr G's probably pretty much said it all. I'm going to say it again. You know, you got to hope somebody like Conway is reading that story and being very, very, very cautious. That's all I got to say on
it. He ain't that. Like he had no newspapers on the beach, yo.
All right, so certainly, and last but not least, we don't do any sports topics, but I just couldn't believe it when I read this. Your boy Swervin texted me, and he was like, yo, Cam's out of there. So your boy
yes,
Cam,
I did.
So Cam Newton got cut by the Patriots or whatever.
Ooh, you know what, B?
But,
let me interrupt uh-oh, you real quick.
Oh,
I ain't even going to fake, and I'm not trying to go down this road for too long. But when you said Cam is out of there, I was thinking Cameron and COVID.
And I was like,
Cam dead? I immediately went on and was like looking for TMZ Cameron. You're not putting it in. And I was like, oh, okay, Cam, it's not Cameron. So I was like, okay. Out there for a second. I was like, what, Cam?
Sorry
Cam.
About that.
Oh, wow. That's funny. Yo, that's funny you said, because I didn't take it that way. I, you know what I'm saying? I took it what Igri said. Yo, Cam's out of there because, you know, yo, he was shakier than a crackhead on the Patriots, if you ask me, anyway. But let me read the copy here. Let me
shakier than a crackhead, nigga.
Yo.
Why don't you bring back the good Reverend Doctor's TV?
Yeah.
Actually, there's a reason why I said that, but I'll kick that at the end of the show. The reason this goes down to, it says former Patriots QB, some cat by the name of Scott Zolak says his former team, the Patriots, should turn off all rap music at practice. Okay, so he said, the first thing I do, and this is before your boy got cut, but he got cut shortly after this. He was like, the first thing I do is turn off all the rap music, Zolak said on a local New England radio station. He said, because I think it's distracting for Cam for sure, because in between every pass, he's just dancing in the huddle. Okay. And he said, and Zolak says that he just can't help himself. It's that rap music, and Belichick and the Patriots need to cut it off at practice because it's distracting.
They cut the whole distraction in. They just cut him, too.
They cut him.
They were like, not just the music. We're going to cut him.
So I thought that was particularly interesting. Again, you know.
Look what you're talking about, B. Look what you're talking about.
Here's what they think about you. New England ain't shit without Cam.
Oh man, you know what I mean? So Cam got cut, but you know, and let's just put it out there, you know what I'm saying? It's an older white guy, and you know. But damn, would I feel any different, you know what I'm saying? Because I can guarantee you he was playing a bunch of spot 'em, got 'em, and shit all up at practice, and Cam doing that new style shit and that new dance shit, and just ooh. Now,
so did Mr. what is it, fuck ever his name is, say they should stop playing rap in fucking stadiums?
Did this
motherfucker say they should stop playing rap on the radio? Shut the fuck up.
So
yo,
for full disclosure,
Zolak.
So Mr. Zolak, for full disclosure, came back a couple days ago, maybe
you.
A day ago, and apologize.
Yo, for it's not accepted. Fuck out of here. Just go the fuck away. Don't the fuck come back here trying to apologize. The fuck out. You know what that shit means. B, that's that dog whistle shit.
It is. It is.
B. You are 100% right on that.
And no cut on this shit.
I can't respect apologies like that, because you know he only apologized because of the negative response. The only reason he apologized. If people would have been down with it, he wouldn't have said shit.
Of course. And you know that was that dog whistle shit. You know what I mean? No doubt. No doubt.
He didn't be playing Garth Brooks. Get the fuck out of here, yo.
To play some icky breaky hearts,
nigga. And when you go to the real fucking game, they're playing every ignorant nigga song in the fucking...
Ain't that the truth.
List.
Ain't so that
the
truth.
Fuck up, yo. They, I, you know, I have my issues with Cam. all that super happy when you win in and pout when you lose in. That was my issue with Cam. But that was a bad motherfucker on the football field, yo. And I don't even know who the fuck's. I remember the name Zolak or whatever the fuck, but nigga, you ain't nowhere. You talking somewhere.
Well,
you
Cam, ain't Cam put out a statement. He was like, you know, don't feel sorry for me. I'm good. Now, Cam is going to get picked up. Okay. There's nobody's going to let Cam Newton just out there. And even if you just picked his ass up for a serviceable backup, Cam ain't going to go hungry this season. Yo. Yes. So.
With sorry ass quarterbacks in the motherfucking NFL. You going to, I mean, the Redskins got motherfucking Fitzpatrick. Come on, yo.
I know. The Washington football team.
Yeah, the Washington football team.
I don't give a fuck what they call it. I don't give a fuck. Fuck that. This shit is crazy. You made me mad with this shit, yo. It's like, come on, man. You talk about music, not how great or good or even average Cam is. You talking about some fucking music because he's dancing in the fuck after a play at practice?
You're talking about practice.
Fuck out of here, yo. Fuck out. So now you see who the fuck Zolak is, nigga. Fuck out of here. Damn, right. Have a topic, yo, please.
Yeah, well, I want to get out because that really actually was the last topic, but I was gonna say that I don't, I'm not a movie head. Okay, and what made me think of some of that In Living Color shit, because I went to the movies and I saw the Aretha Franklin thing. And I got to be honest with you, that motherfucking, I don't know who was, Damon Marlin, one of the motherfuckers who played one of Aretha's husbands, he played the shit out of that role. I mean, he turned himself into a fucking pimp like you wouldn't believe.
Well, then respect to that, because you know what they know for.
Right, I know what they known for, but I'm just saying, I tell you, and that's, this stuff's going to be on all streaming platforms in a week or so, I heard. It's coming out of theaters. But I did go to the theater to see it. I thought it was a cool movie. But, you know, out of all the performances, it was that Wayans kid performance in that movie that he just... I mean, I tell you what, man, I thought he played a hell of a role. He'll never get recognized. The movie is just one of those movies. It's a quick biography for a quick buck. I get it, but damn, I thought he played a good ass role because I didn't like that nigga.
He impressed you, son.
Yeah, he impressed me enough that I didn't like him. So
good. Then he did his job.
He did his job, right?
Yes, sir.
He was acting.
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's what acting is. If a motherfucker evoke emotion in your ass, he did his job.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. You know what I'm saying?
Like Fishburne had me fucked up against the fish tank when he had Tina. I'm like, damn.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah, that's what's up. So
eat the cake, Andy, man.
If you die, I'll kill you.
So, all right, yo. So that's what's good on the Hip Hop Digest. You know what I'm saying? So
I see that shit got you hot, my nigga. Yeah, this nigga went off. He was on a tangent.
Put music on. Come on, yo. Come on. Fuck your apology.
All right, well, on that note, I guess we'll have to do that next week then. Good night and God bless.
Jeez.
Nah, let me get my albums of the week, y'all niggas.
Oh, damn, I don't too. Yo, he had... Yo,
I'm,
yo,
I'm rolling both of y'all niggas under the bus.
Yeah, he should, because this nigga had... He had us so fucked up, I just was trying to cut and run and shit. Forgot all about the world famous and everything.
He's like, let me get out, son, before this nigga say some shit.
Yeah. All right, with most apologies, Kurt G's world famous albums of the week. Please, Harry.
All right, B. This week, we got Elect Recordings, Mind the Rap Volume 5. That's Elect Recordings, Mind the Rap Volume 5. Then we got Rakim and J Period Presents the Live Mixtape God MC Edition. That's Rakim and J Period Presents the Live Mixtape God MC Edition.
Looks like that's going to be required listening.
Oh, yes, sir. I think that came out like January or February. I just found that shit like the other day. Because I seen the video of him with J Period. But they made that shit into a whole mixtape.
Right. I actually remember hearing about that or seeing about that. But again, like I said, sometimes I don't want to interrupt my scheduled listening. But, that's what's up. It's always good to hear Rakim.
Oh, yeah, he did. It's just nice, though, the way Jay Perry set that shit up.
All right. Well, there it is. So until we meet again, ladies and gentlemen. peace.
Zolak needs a fucking hip hop sensitivity course.
Oh, damn. You want to make him go to a hip hop sensitivity course?
I'm going to pull a shit like that motherfucking New England Patriot receiver talking to Deshaun Jackson and them. Hey, holla at me. I'm going to show you what hip hop is about so you don't have to worry about people dancing at practice.
One.
Riding in the Chevy, closing business deals, don't do shit that's petty. This Queensbridge cannoli, a nigga smoking on that Reggie. Don't make a move, you get shot in the belly. Got the bitch in the telly, she giving me head, it's fantastic. Boarding planes with guns that's all plastic. Yeah, you can catch me in your time zone. I was born with my brother, but I'ma die alone. Not scared of shit, I've been doing it. I can see the haters, they wanna ruin it. It's hard to catch up. Legendary status, we been up. So pay homage, you gotta kiss the ring. You can't front, I'm in the big thing.
Yeah, they gon' have to scoop up what's left of you. Let's celebrate the realest of kings and shoot up the replicas. It's not about the news, it's about what you do to the messengers. Made it from hell and back because I improve with the temperatures. I am smooth with these hecklers. You know the vibes, no surprise. I coincide with beautiful women, children, and older guys. I polarize because I'm cold inside, often my solar cry. I blew checks because I'm notarized, hoping this dough arise. Truthfully, there's nothing you could do to me. Why do you niggas come across foolishly? It's new to me. Posting your man's money with jewelry so stupidly. Cause when I'm being honest, I do it brutally. That's cool with me. I'm 10 toes down, fuck all this foolery. You never moving me, challenging me? That's pure lunacy. You all soon to see, just remember, the name's Ransom and you held hostage. Can't see this vision with your frail optics. This shit derailed doctors.
I tread hardly, my pardon don't seem salty. I'm grinding in the morning just like the beans in my coffee. You want respect easy, it's harder to get it off me. They used to laugh at Google, be cautious, your words costly. Stepping with the gators, I wonder what it'll cost me. All these rapping babies, I'll probably get them a car seat. Flossing with the twin, me and Briggs, getting them floor seats. The rugs in the mansion so comfy, I'm sleeping hardly. I don't want the beef, if it's worthless, it don't enlarge me. Your music like a puzzle, my supporters still collage me. You should put your shooters in college, they not polished. Can go to Harvard, nigga, ain't yet with the top scholars. Get your top drop, still on the streets like a lost wallet. I really sold D and that's worth the Rasheed Wallace. Now I'm getting rap money and bitches bringing me omelets. Yo, 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 you not popping, nigga.
I'm deep in the cell. Players keep playing. seen ill in the can. I prophesize it, my skull's red. Right arm's high, hell in the Hydra. Bare knuckle boxing from the box I keep my ivory in. Routed from my larynx, my lord, I see the signs again. The god body, every line is hard body. Karate, the article genuine. Draw a pine box of sediment. Leave them frozen, let a nigga settle in. Torch a nigga like acetylene. Overkill like how I said, settle again. I'm rapping like they owe me a settlement check. They know me not to ever settle for less. I'm on that ass like a saddle to sit. It's sad to see a close nigga hate. Never again like learning from a mistake. I put the flame to the flower like Mario World. She butt ass naked playing Atari, no longer your girl. About to kill another can of lager than fondle a pearl. I'm just trying to get a same thing as one of them squirrels. Niggas don't front on the globe, we all capable. It's just some of us undeniably unmistakable. Maybe ask the higher power when it comes to having juice why he forsaking you. Maybe because you Judas or really fucking clueless. This ain't another hobby, boy, I really fucking do this. I put my foot in this shit, my heels got the bruises. I'm Hank Hill when I spill, propane is what the booth is. Pin pain insane, I blow brains ruthless.
I'm deep in the cell.
To the Manali, she the garlic to my dolly, dipped in Versace, ice cold Dasani, flight to Abu Dhabi. Sometimes success will take you to a place where character cannot sustain you. I made a killing, trying to get a kip in, fresh off a clean win, quids in, you tripping. I'm dipping in the Big Benz, whipping, dripping, sipping on the Kirin, dinners with the trimmings. Bin liners with the trimming. All I feed my chickens is cocaine and chicken. Listen, when it come to finessing, I'm Lord Finesse, the funky technician. Top billing, cold chilling, Guinness stout sipping. Jigger man, big pimp, beneath the weapon, Danny Glover, Mel Gibson. Black Ralph, rugby, bubble goose, by Raph Simmons. 10 grand chain with a 50 pound pendant. Independent. Hustle like Russell out in Russia at the Kremlin. Goblin, gremlin. Hun was the 411, I'm not telling. Slow cook, 6 hour lamb by Tom Kerridge. Sex, drugs and racketeering. Don, dada, dapper, dan, don and Karen wearing. Hold the grudge, don't budge, told the judge. Suck my dick at the hearing. Flash Harry, give it to Barry. But we riding like Mickey and Mallory. Strally in the stash B. Brash groundbreaker, big and bashy like fallacy. No comment, Donny man's a 24 carat G. Pop two Zannies, rolled a spliff and then I fell asleep. Creeping on a come up. First of the month, hit the plug up. Moves like Jagger, cut the rug up. Unplugged in for real, you know the deal. Shut the fuck up. We made it this far, make a toast, raise a cup up.
What did you conclude about yourself?
Oh, well, that I wasn't paying attention. I felt really guilty about being asleep at the wheel. I felt guilty about it because I forgot the hostility of the environment of show business. It's not a docile environment. It's a challenging environment.
Yes.
You know, and there's some quote that someone had told me that says, success takes you where character cannot sustain you.
Wow.
Calypso, romance, trick roll, a kick go, get low with Bristol, sip slow, hypno to flip dough. E2, see you, they see food, deceitful, pull text, can EQ, a V-Su, sweats less than peaceful, reach for the peace and wet my B2. Ooh, a fine, how do you do? Blow your mind right out of your two. True, you mind chowder for two, sip wine, and she out with the coupe.
ain't equipped to be tried when he lit and his shit fully fried. Yeah, a gang of fit to be tied to mix a bit woolly, compress the mid side.
A gang of fit to be tied. No lie, no lie, no lie. No lie. A gang of fit to be tied. No lie, no lie, no lie. A gang of fit to be tied. No, no lie. Fit to be tied. No, no lie, 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 lie.
A gang that never worked out, just born swole. With one sworn goal to reattach the torn scroll. Back to housewife, find a morning stroll. Told shorty that he got some airmail for your cornhole. Mold, the way she swipe at the coals. A sight to behold, like a nice man finger roll. Doing dirt, never told a single soul. And all he rock is mid ones or Tim's for single souls. Like two embeddings on a prior. You act normal? Shit, that's just a setting on your dryer. So get your attitude fixed quick. Or hit your local zoo up and suck a dick, dick, stick. Sick prick who clicked to reply to an ad for fake dreads with tips newly dyed. Listen, a gang of fit to be tied. I play land and ride, kicked off the kids' ride.
A gang of fit to be tied. No lie, no lie, no lie. A gang of fit to be tied. No lie, no lie, no lie. A gang of fit to be tied. No, no lie. Fit to be tied. No, no lie, 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 lie.
This has got to be the greatest record of the year.
Oh, really?
Check it out.
Yeah! Yeah. 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 All you folks have been waiting on me. Here I am, finally. Just look in the sky, look in the tree. I tell you who you see, it's Starsky. Got a happy, happy story, and you tell you all. And if you listen to me, you have a ball. All you people around the nation, all I need is participation. Don't need no segregation, don't want no revelation. See, when I learn, when the world turns, if nobody gets a chance to earn. So take your time, but don't hesitate, cause love book Starsky's not going away. I'm often imitated, but never duplicated, cause my rap is so complicated. Now you look in the sky, look in the tree, who do you see?
Starsky!
Who do you see?
Starsky!
Hip, hip, a hop, snap, crackle, bop, and everybody doing the rock, rock, rock. Just kick off your shoes, relax your sides, cause the love book Starsky is ready to rock. Snap, crackle, bop.
Hip, hop.
Snap, crackle, bop. Yes, yes, y'all. Now if you can agree with me, I'm sure I can tell you what it's doing for me. I got a master's degree, a PhD, and I'm talking about over coffee and tea. I'm going down in history. It's the L-O-V-E-B-U-G. So now you heard what it's doing for me. You can do it too, just wait and see. So ladies, ladies, stand in line. Be prepared to be one of mine. I don't know nice, you don't know well. Me and you can have clientele. But I smell so nice with my cologne. And I'm living in a place to leave me alone. Trouble man, see I got something new just for you. Now if you're not too skinny, you're not too fatty, everybody say how about that.
How about that?
Yes, yes, y'all. Keep on, I do what you like. Hey ladies, what's happening?
Nobody can.
All right, all right, all right, yeah, all right. Ooh.
really they call it New York City. Now I can't deny, as the years went by, I had to do all I had to die. Here I am in 81, I'm having fun and I'm not too dumb. Listen to me, I got something to say, you don't hear this every day. It's a new year, we call 81, so come on everybody, let's have a little fun. Say 81, I'm having fun, I'ma do my best to bash the jazz. The people of the world, this is just for you. If you understand me, I understand you. Straight to the point, I'm gonna be the joint. With inspiration, body sensation, I'm gonna start a new creation. So plant me now and dig me later, cause in 82 I'll be even greater. Hip hip, hop, snap, crackle, pop, come on everybody, let's rock, rock, rock. To you, because you know what you want to do. Except it knows as well as yes, and then you'll see we're past the test. I know what I do, and I do what I know. Now watch for people, I'm not gonna blow. I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. And this I'll tell you every day. Positive life, that's what I'm about. Now watch for people while I turn it out. You have to give in order to get, and this I hope you never forget. You heard it before, and you'll hear it again. Don't go to bed with the price on your head. Don't do the grind if you can't do the time. So take my advice, don't play with dice. When you see the price will be right. If it pop, snap, crackle, pop, come on everybody, let's rock, rock, rock.
Greatest.